1 Rural Street.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:30 and it is time for What's In Outdoors. It's every third Friday right here, KVOE, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem doesn't have it, well, it probably is not around. That's how that works. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. And by good friends at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower, John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto will always take great care of you. Studio North, Council Grove Lake. Phil, my friend, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, Ron. Life is good. I woke up this morning. I was able to get out of bed, and I got a 5-pound catfish out on the line.
Well, you've already lived a whole day.
Well, you know, I'm a believer in catch, fold, and release, but I'm going to release this one into the grease. I got to guarantee you. I think he's going to bite him for tonight.
Yeah,
Ron, I'll be going. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just was going to say, I had some freshly caught bass for dinner last night, Phil, so it was really good.
I'll tell you, that fish is great. If it's fixed right and taken care of, you just can't beat it. But tomorrow I'll be at the Big Al's Bash for Conservation at the Cessna Event Center in Wichita. We'll be joined with Brent Fazee, of course, outdoor writer extraordinaire, some 30 guide service, Joe Bragg, and our own Megan Hilbish will join me in the What's In Outdoors booth there. And we just hope to meet a lot of people that have an interest in hunting, getting outside. One of the people that I'm going to meet there will be Hunter Beregini and her father, Kim. And so I've asked Hunter to join us on the show this morning. Like Megan, this girl's going to go places in the outdoors. And I tell you, I'm just so interested in the young people that's ready to step up and promote what I'm all about. It's just getting outside for a better inside. So, Hunter, welcome to the What's In Outdoors show.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you today?
I'm hanging in. Like I said, I woke up at my age, you know, that's a big deal. And go on, but can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm 26 years old. I have a beautiful 5-year-old daughter. I love being outside, doing hunting, fishing, trapping, just about anything that I'm allowed to do here in Kansas.
Well, who introduced you to the great outdoors, Hunter?
Originally, that would be my father. He took me hunting and fishing outside before I could even walk. And then Rusty Baker from Independence, Kansas, he's a retired fire chief. He got me into field trialing, which I do competitively now. So those are the two most important people that have mentored me and guided me in the great outdoors in my life.
Well, we have a mutual friend in Ed Holland, and of course I'm field trialing NSTRA trials, and he does a lot of good things down there in the Independence area at Remington Ranch. But with sporting dogs, you know, that's a pretty wide range there, and of course I've always been a fan of the English Pointer. What is your favorite breed, and what kind of competitions do you participate in?
I have to admit, my favorite breed is going to be a pointing lab. That's what I mostly work with. That's what I've mostly had. I just love them. I think they're amazing. And the organizations that I hunt with in the field trials are Bird Hunters United and National Upland Classic Series. Those are the two main ones that I participate in.
Just a couple of weeks ago, you had some competition down there. You had quite a bit of hardware. Was it a couple of firsts and a second? And how do you feel going up against? Go ahead.
I received a first, a second, and a third.
How do you feel going up against men that have their dogs?
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. I've done it since I started doing field trials at the age of 13, and it's funny because they're either going to tell you congratulations or they're going to be a little bit upset because they got beat by a woman, and some it's okay.
I'll tell you, the women, and of course, I'm the father of two daughters, and they were outside, and just I become a great-great-grandfather on January 20th, and that little baby's already been fishing twice so with us. So just getting outdoors is just, to me, a good family affair. And you have your father, don't you, Hunter?
Yeah, I do. He's sitting right here next to me.
Okay, and you are Native American, is that right?
That is correct. I'm Cherokee on my mother's side and Osage on my father's.
And I'll tell you, there's just a lot of heritage that I go way back, and I have a spirit bird. I call it an eagle and a bluebird. If we can have two, and I know my studying of Indian heritage, there's just a lot to do with the spiritual world and what keeps us going. Oh, Kim, welcome to the What's an Outdoor Show. Who introduced you to the great outdoors?
Well, my father and my grandfather. My grandfather would always take me fishing, and my dad was a big quail hunter. And they were the two that introduced me. And my grandfather also showed me how to do a little bit of trapping. And from then on, I just fell in love with it.
Have you lived in the Independence area all your life?
Yes, sir, I have. I've lived here. I'm 65 now. I'm retired. And that gives me a little more time to do a little scouting. So I'm enjoying myself. But yes, I've lived here all my life. And it used to be really good quail hunting, but the quail have kind of thinned out a little bit. But there's still a lot of good hunting in this area. And I'm fortunate enough to have, I still have a few places, you know, that people will let me hunt. You know, a lot of it's leased now. But we're very fortunate to have a lot of ponds and people that still do let us duck hunt. And we've had to kind of switch from quail hunting as much because of the quail population in this area to duck hunting. So now we're duck hunting a lot. Right now we're getting geared up to do a little turkey hunting. I've been out scouting for the turkeys and seem like they've made kind of a comeback. So things are looking pretty good. The mushrooms are up. The crappie are staging in the river and the white bass are running up. So we've got a lot going on. It's a good time to be a hunter and fisherman. And we need to get more kids involved.
Yes, sir. I tell you, you was talking about morel mushrooms. You sure you're not reading my mind? It's been hinted up in here in Morris County that morels around Neosho County are popping up. So it is that time. So, and that was going to be my next question. Have you been out looking for morel mushrooms?
Well, I haven't yet. But I'm getting ready to go, and you want to make sure and spray because I have been fixing some fence, and the ticks are really bad this year.
That's one thing that's keeping me out of the woods as much as I used to. Those ticks. How do you remedy that? Do you put an ointment on there, or you just have a good inspection when you get back out of the woods?
Well, actually, I take duct tape and I tape my boots so the ticks can't crawl up underneath my pants, and then I spray real good. And usually I'm not too bad, but there's going to be a few always, you know, seem to get on you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hunter, Kim, I know in April down at the Remington Ranch, you're going to have a big outdoor day, and that's something we've been involved with up in all around the Emporia area out at Drug Creek Sporting Place in the 90s. And it was, we did take a kid hunting days. We did youth outdoor experience days. What can you tell us about Remington Ranch and what's going to go on down there in there?
So Remington Ranch is a beautiful place. It's a controlled shooting area where Rusty Baker owns. And it's got a really beautiful hunting lodge that we have people come stay in all throughout the year. He's got a nice fishing pond out there, and for the youth outdoor experience that's coming up here in April, they have archery out there. They teach kids about 22 rifles and some trap shooting. They'll take them fishing, just a little bit of everything with outdoors. They help put on out there.
Well, Hunter, in talking with you, I know you love to shoot. You're also involved with hunter education. am I right in thinking you're a concealed carry instructor? Or are you going to become one?
I'm in the process of becoming a concealed carry instructor. It's a little bit of a longer process to go through than the hunter safety would, but I am working on that.
Just how important do you think it is to get more and more say outside for a better insight?
Oh, I think it's very important. It bothers me when I see a child in the house or just on the iPad, and it's a beautiful day outside. It's important to get their minds working and their hands moving and get a little dirty. You know, they're going to learn a whole lot about life outside rather than what's on their iPad today.
Well, Kim, Hunter, in talking with you, I know you just is with your daughter, 5-year-old daughter, down in Arkansas. Can you tell us a little bit about that trip?
Yeah, so it's a trip we've always wanted to go on. We started out in Mount Ida, Arkansas, where we went to Wegener Crystal Mines, and we dug up crystals outside. We found rubies and emeralds and things like that. And then we carried on to Murfreesboro, Arkansas, where we tried to dig for diamonds, but we didn't have any luck there. And our last stop was in Hot Springs, and I took her to the Oak Lawn horse racing track, and she got to see the horses up close, and we bet on them, and we just were outside and at the national park there, and we did a whole bunch of exploring, and it was just a wonderful time to see somewhere new and experience things together with her.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the What's an Outdoor Show today, and I'm so looking forward to seeing you tomorrow there at the Big House Bash for Conservation. So, good luck to you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for having me, and I can't wait to meet you there.
Okay, ma'am.
All right, Phil. Phil Totten, What's in Outdoors, guest number one this week. Hang in there because we'll be bringing Roger Wells into the fold here before too long. Stay tuned. We're back with more of What's in Outdoors right after this.
Get your yard and garden spring ready with great savings at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. If it's time to retire that old tiller, Bluestem has just the deals you need on Troy-built tillers to tackle the job. You'll save big on lawn care products from Scotts, Roundup, and Ortho. Find everything you need from sprayers and pruners to seeders and hoses. They've been helping bring your lawn back to life for over 60 years at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
This March, as we celebrate Kansas Agriculture Month, Express Tire and Auto recognizes the hardworking men and women who keep our communities thriving. They also understand the importance of reliable vehicles for farmers and ranchers. Whether it's your truck, UTV, or ATV needing maintenance, you can trust Express Tire and Auto for quality service that keeps you moving forward. Because supporting agriculture means supporting our community. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th, next to the water tower.
KBOE, AM 1400, 96.9 FM. You are tuned in to What's in Outdoors every third Friday at around 8:20. Phil Totten hosting from Studio North. And Phil, we got Roger Wells ready to go here for you this morning.
Good morning, Roger. Yeah. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I got you. We just had a young lady from the Independence, Kansas area on the show who is getting involved with hunter's education. I know you were the guy that threw me in the water to become an instructor. Just how long have you been teaching hunter's ed, Roger?
Yeah, sorry about that, Phil. I've been involved. I've been coordinating classes for 35 years. And helping with classes even before that. I was a guest lecturer for wildlife section before that, but coordinating for about 35 years. And in fact, you said that, I figured you'd ask that question. I just looked it up this morning. I've done 130 some classes and over 3,500 students over the years. So, yeah, long time.
Well, I'll tell you, you talk about dedication, Roger. You're one of my idols, the things you've taught me, and the necessity of getting young people outside. And, of course, now it's just as important, whether it's non-consumptive activities as well as hunting, that we need to get people out to appreciate what the Lord has given us. What can you tell us about the April 6th hunter education class that's coming up out at the Williams Farm?
Yes, exactly. It'll be the first one in the area here for this year. It is April 6th. It will be an internet-assisted type class, which means that the students will need to do the internet portion. I'll talk about that in a little bit. The internet portion first. And that takes about 6 to 8 hours for them to go through that. And then they come to the one-day field class. And it will be a full day. We're going probably 8 o'clock to 4:30. And a lot of hands-on activities. As you know, that the way we do ours, we're inside for just a short time, and then we're outside for most of the day. They'll do live fire shotgun and archery. We'll do a simulated hunt, a trail walk, with all kinds of animal decoys set up in natural scenarios with safe shot, unsafe shot, different species that we'll talk about. And we make it a lot of fun. It's a great day, but a lot of obviously education and firearm safety. They'll have firearms, dummy firearms for the most part, through the day that we teach firearms handling and firearm safety. And like I said, that is April 6th, but they do need to sign up first. We have the class listed on the website, www.safehunters.com. And it's hunters, plural, safehunters.com. They just go through the list, and they'll find one that says Emporia. And you click on that one and sign up. And then in that, they'll see a link where they can click on and take the online course. It's through Kansas Wildlife and Parks website.
Roger, you know, when the word internet assisted first came into play and we discussed having this type of class as opposed to the traditional class, I was opposed to it. You know, I'm trying to get people away from computers, away from these phones and everything. Now that we come up with something called an internet-assisted class. But like life, you learn as you go along. And I really feel that if we get more people to do the internet-assisted class, one thing, it's more convenient. You study on online at your own pace, and then you need to pass a pre-test. And then that allows you to go to the field day. But I just find that especially the young people, when they come to the field day, they're so much more prepared for the class. And then, go ahead.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Phil. You know, the internet part, we call that the information-based part of the class, that you can get it from reading, you know, and the background, the information part. And the field day is what we call the skills-based part of the class, where it's the hands-on, which is really, really important, as you know, to get the young hunters out there. And I say hunters. I mean, this is not just for hunters. Anybody that wants to learn about firearm safety, I don't care if they ever really go hunting. I mean, we hope they do, but this is really firearm safety. And so they come to the one day, and it's skills-based. We teach them hands-on about firearm safety. And then, of course, about wildlife and conservation and those things, too. But if that one day hands-on is just critical. And you and I have talked about that a lot. You know, it is available nowadays to do entirely online and get your hunter education certificate entirely online and never actually touch a firearm. Well, I can tell you, as an old-time hunter safety instructor, I'm not thrilled with that. You know,
no, because sir.
We want them out there so that we can work with them hands-on. And in fact, Phil, did you get just yesterday in the mail the accident reports from last year? Did you see that?
Well, I got something from Wildlife and Parks, but it didn't have the accident report in it. It's about Mr. Barrett's retirement. But no, I was wondering about the accident reports, and I'm from being a hunter educator, you know, myself from the late 90s, that through the education, through people taking the classes, the accidents, the incidents have really dwindled. They've gone down. So we're pretty proud of that.
Yeah. We only had 8 last year in the whole state of Kansas, in the whole year, only 8 hunting-related accidents. Now, unfortunately, there were 2 fatalities, but one of the fatalities was a person falling out of a tree stand. You know, and then doggone it, you know, use your, you know, arrest system. But the second fatality is a point that we cover in our hands-on classes that's real important. And it was an accident with a lever-action rifle that was loaded and was still cocked, laid in the back of a pickup, loaded the dog in the back, dog pulled the trigger, gun went off, and it was a fatality, killed a person. And, you know, as you know, we cover that in great detail, all of those firearms and how to handle them. And so that is the critical part and the important part of our one-day hands-on portion of our classes, where they learn how to load, unload, and make safe all those different types of firearms, particularly the lever action. You know, so.
Well, Roger, one thing I did get in the mail was a new publication out of Emporia State, the Kansas School Naturalist publication, and it's called Hunter's Role in Conservation. Of course, with Hunter's Ed, we talk about firearm safety and responsibility, you know, the Ten Commandments of firearm safety and responsibility. And, of course, when I teach the ethics part of it, I say, well, we should have an 11th. Commandment, and that is, do not get up in a tree without having a body harness and stand, you know, working with that. But I'm really excited with working with Emporia State on with Daphne and now young lady Alex Gentry has taken over PayRock with that and working with Alex. But I believe this publication will be available down at the Wildlife and Parks Building on 18th Street for people that I want to know a little bit more about hunting and the role in conservation. In Kansas, it's the tax dollars that we pay on things for hunting and fishing that really help support our habitat programs in Kansas and the things we materials, unlike other states. So buying that license is very important.
Yeah. You say taxes. Well, it's not the general fund taxes, of course, because Wildlife and Parks doesn't get any money from the general fund, but it's the hunting and fishing licenses and those kinds of permits that fund. And that particular publication that you mentioned, you know, I looked at it, and it is wonderful. And it is available, you know, it's the Kansas School Naturalist out of Emporia State, and it is available to anybody. I mean, you can get on the list, and they'll mail you. They'll put you on the mailing list for the Kansas School Naturalist. Been going for many, many years, lots of good publications. But the one you're talking about there, the brand new one, it is really good. I'd recommend it to anybody that's an outdoors person here in Kansas, you know, and interested in outdoors and conservation and hunting. Yeah, it's a wonderful new publication.
Well, Roger, thanks so much for being on the show. Ron, we better go to that last break.
Yep.
And have a quick fishing report to finish this segment on outdoors.
All right. Thanks,
Roger.
Okay. We'll catch you later.
Yeah, Roger. Bye. Wells, always great to have on the program. KVOE Live and Local 854, back to wrap it up after this.
This March, as we celebrate Kansas Agriculture Month, Express Tire and Auto recognizes the hardworking men and women who keep our communities thriving. They also understand the importance of reliable vehicles for farmers and ranchers. Whether it's your truck, UTV, or ATV needing maintenance, you can trust Express Tire and Auto for quality service that keeps you moving forward. Because supporting agriculture means supporting our community. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th, next to the water tower.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it. And if we don't, it's probably not around.
Being a cowboy is one thing, but being a calf boy, well, that's a whole nother matter. Calving season can make even the most seasoned rancher kind of skittish. A trip to Blue Stem Farm and Ranch in Emporia makes you feel at ease, because with over 150,000 different items, they got everything you need. Ear tags, vaccines, squeeze chutes, powdered colostrum, even calf pullers, just in case. Go see the cowboys helping cowboys at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch, Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE Live and Local 856, What's In Outdoors, Studio North, Council Grove. Phil Totten, fishing update for us, Phil.
I've got a catfish on the line. That's the latest right now. I'll be out there pretty right after the show. Crappie, Ron, are in transition. They're going to be coming up closer to the shore to spawn. The water and the weather hasn't quite been right yet, but some crappie have been, I've caught a 13-incher off the dock just fooling around. But I talked to my buddy Joe Bragg, and he will be at Big Al's Bash with me there. He's Thump 30 Guide Service. And there at Milford Lake, he's picking them up by spider rigging. And by spider rigging, you can put your legal amount of poles out in front of your boat. And just looks like legs of a spider just drift into flats. Down in our end of the lake here, it's shallow, and the water's warmer. So with the crappie being they're not one pinpointed one area. So by trolling real small, real slow, or drifting, you'll pick them up that way. Haven't got any reports on walleye, but they should be up next face of the dam. A lot of people like to use tandem jigs. I like to use a Rapala. That's a slow-moving lure, sort of tantalizing, twisting, and you can control the depth with that. But they will come up to the face of the dam. Spoke with Roger earlier this week, and he has the purple martin showing up. So with morel mushrooms popping up, purple martins being there, crappie bites getting good. The few flowers I got left in the yard the rabbits didn't eat are really looking good. Just things are going on.
Yes, indeed. Spring's here. Yeah.
March 21, there's a pond management workshop there at the Souter Center in Madison. So just contact the local conservation service there in Emporia, and they'll know and tell you a little bit more about that. So there's some things you need to do to keep your pond in shape, and it'll be a very good workshop.
Well, if you're
March
in the neighborhood,
24th.
Go ahead, Joe.
Go ahead.
Nope.
March 24th, I'll be judging a field trial in Houghton. So if you're interested in trout and interested in anything on the outdoors, tell me at outdoors@kvoe.com or shoot me a text. My phone number is 620-794-5373.
All right, and if you reach out tomorrow, see Phil. Stop by and see Phil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have it's going to be a fun deal there at that Big Al's Bash. And of course, on April 4th, Working Women's Night Out, we'll be there again and talking to the ladies about getting outside. Megan will join me with Alex Gentry, and who is the rock, and my photographer, Audrey Agin. So that ought about do it for this month's edition of Walking Outdoors, Ron.
Appreciate it, Phil. Good job. Good to talk to you.
Appreciate you, Ron. Take care.
All right. Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors? Yep, get outside for a better inside. Phil getting it done, as he always does. KVOE Live and Local. Now the headlines from ABC.
This is a special report from ABC News Georgia election case. I'm Brian Clark. A judge is allowing the district attorney who brought the election interference case against